T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
5 o'clock hour, Hogman and Crowder, presented by Funky Buddha Brewery. Called Hitting the Post. Played a rousing rendition of Cheers 2 in the last segment, although, according to one texter, worst Cheers 2 nominees ever, this segment lost.
Kind of upset about no Turner Davidson.
People really whiffed. You'd have walked away with that. Yep. With no problem. Had anyone nominated Turner Davidson, you would have walked home with 3 votes. Anywho, this hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I have a new thing with the radio station. I don't know how people listen to us anymore. I don't know how people consume this particular product.
Happily.
That's the word I was looking for. I really don't know how, I listen to radio on the radio. Mm-hmm. If it's on, it's on. If it's not, I don't listen. You listen to podcasts, I know.
Yeah, I listen to a podcast.
I know a lot of people download our podcast, and we appreciate that. Radio.com is the app. I think we've hit over 1 million downloads, right, for the calendar year. And you got to get those numbers together because we're going to do a big celebration. We're going to play our horns for a million downloads. Entercom has created this new thing. So radio.com is our app, right? So they had, this is, I've read today a million different trade magazines and regular publications talking about this revolutionary new change. This is from Variety. Variety is the showbiz Bible. Radio broadcaster Entercom Communications is hoping to expand listenership of its live programming by bringing TiVo-like functionality to its radio.com platform. Launching this week, which is today, by the way, radio.com Rewind lets listeners pause, rewind, and fast-forward live radio. Hmm. So it's accessible via the online player or in the radio.com app. And eventually, the company says it will integrate the feature with voice-enabled devices. So if you download the radio.com app, you go to your app store, you download the radio.com app. Now, this is only available on the 790 The Ticket feed, correct, Solana?
Correct.
It is not available yet on 560 The Joe. So when you download the radio.com app and you search for Hockman and Crowder or you search for Miami or whatever, you're going to get choices because we're on the simulcast. On the 790 The Ticket feed on radio.com, you can now use radio.com Rewind. So it's on, it says here in Variety, about 4 dozen of Entercom's most popular sports, news, and talk stations. And so what could happen is, essentially, you tune in right now. It's 5:08. And you hear us talking about Cheers 2 in the last segment. And something crazy happened. You just rewind it like you've got TiVo. But, you know, on TiVo, you have to have had that channel on for it to rewind. This is automatically recording it for you at all times. So if you go to the radio.com app now, on the 790 The Ticket feed, you can pause, rewind. You can go back 24 hours. If I said to you, you know, right now, oh, my goodness, there was an interview this morning. You've got to hear. You can go backwards and listen to it. So this is revolutionizing radio. This to me is a game changer because I've told this story before. When I was growing up, you would tape a Bears game, right? So you tape a Bears game on your VCR if you weren't going to be home. But on a VCR, you had to wait till the tape was finished before you could watch it. You couldn't start watching it while it was still recording. Yeah. So if you were a half hour late getting home and you were recording the Bears game, you were SOL. Like, you couldn't start watching it until the recording had finished. Then you'd rewind the tape. Radio, this is pretty amazing to me. Because if you tune in, you get out of work right now, and it's 10 after 5, and we say, in the 3 o'clock hour, George Sedano was with us in studio for an entire hour. And Sedano talked about the Heat and the Western Conference, and we talked more NBA. Like, if you're an NBA fan, that hour from 3 to 4 with Sedano was your wheelhouse.
Yes.
You could bloop, bloop, bloop. You don't have to wait for a podcast to be uploaded.
What can you
can
do?
Just bloop, 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 wow. Rewind it right now. So I highly recommend everybody downloads the Radio.com app and starts to use this Radio.com Rewind because, you know, we talk about it now, and it's so revolutionary. You would not watch TV nowadays without a DVR.
No.
If your cable company said to you, oh, yeah, we've got this great new cable box, and you can't rewind, you can't pause, like, you go, I'm not interested.
I actually, like, me and my son will leave and go somewhere to come back and fast forward through the commercials.
Right. So now with the Radio.com app, like, this is going to become standard in radio, but you're going to get a sneak preview of it. So it's the Radio.com app, and it's Radio.com Rewind, and I highly recommend you start using it.
That's pretty damn cool.
It really is a technological advancement that radio has needed for a long time. Let's go backwards, or this is something that you could fast forward through if you were time shifting. It's Solana with the headlines and the weather report. This is something that you pause it, and then, you know, you just fast forward through it so you don't have to hear it. We do because it's going on live. But, you know, if you want to, save your sanity, you would just not listen to this. You'd go backwards and listen to Sedano and try to time it out and come back. With that introduction, here's Alejandro Solana with headlines.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you.
Is that not terrific? Boop, boop, boop. Thank you, Solana. And so coming up next. No, what do you have for headlines? Good.
Okay, we'll start with baseball.
It's always funny.
The Astros lead the Yankees.
Okay, now I'm just teasing. Go ahead.
The Astros lead the Yankees 2-0 in the end of the second inning. The series is tied 1-1. The Astros looking to take the lead there in the Bronx.
All right.
Tonight, there isn't really any games, but the Heat are back on Thursday. They'll be in Orlando. The Panthers are off until Friday when they host Colorado. The Canes are back at home this Saturday. They host Georgia Tech. They're 17.5-point favorites, and it's looking like Nkosi Perry will probably be under center for the Canes.
Somebody texts in, I get baked during the 5 o'clock hour, so this could be helpful. Lots more instant laughs. Hey, anything we could do to help.
Talking about brownies?
I think so, okay. Yeah. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, and ESPN's latest power rankings, the Patriots are the first overall team, and the Saints are second, the Niners third, the Seahawks fourth, the Packers fifth, and the Chiefs and the Texans round out the top 7 guys. And finally,
somebody texts in, sweet, I'm just gonna put 5 o'clock on Fridays on a loop. Yeah, I could see rewinding that over and over and over again.
That's a good time.
And finally, on this day in 1999, Fight Club was released,
a Brad Pitt movie, legendary movie.
That's a good one.
Weather's
brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. You can expect some showers later in the night, but for the most part, it's looking pretty clear in South Florida. Tonight's low should drop to 76 degrees. Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Visit hialeahpark.com for more information.
Somebody says there's a game 4 in the NLCS, Solana. I wasn't listening to you, so I don't know what he's correcting, but I'm assuming you were wrong and he's right.
No. I was speaking about the ALCS, game 3. It's happening right now, tonight at 8:05 p.m.
Oh, because you said there's nothing tonight. That's probably why. You said tonight there's nothing tonight.
I got cut up on the ice. My bad.
Excellent callback. That's a great comedic callback right there. If you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, you know what he's referring to. He's balling out, man.
He can play well.
Solana's walking on ice. Walking on ice? Is
walking
that a,
on ice.
I love the fact that I made the rewind sound. And then it was actually there from 2 o'clock, and now the guy who's baked, his head is exploding. That dude doesn't know what is going on right now.
Stop drinking some water, bro.
That is crazy. Somebody says you never gave the password. There is no password in the 5 o'clock hour. The code words are from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. So your next chance at winning $1,000 is tomorrow at 9 a.m. We're going to do 15 minutes of heat next. Mike Inglis, the radio play-by-play man for the Miami Heat Basketball Network, he's going to join us, and we'll talk about the hot, hot Heat and Tyler Hero and all that fun stuff.
Man, you got all your loved ones, all your prized possessions in your house. Why would you have a garbage roof on it? That just doesn't make sense. For 41 years now, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company. You have your kids, you have the wife, you have your family, you have all your nice stuff, and inside the house with a garbage roof, let J&K fix, replace, or restore your roof today. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing. There's no job too big, there's no job too small, and J&K understands the two things that the customers want is quality and service. The high quality roofing materials that they use, the shingles, gravel, tile, they got all of that, but the skilled workers. Ample experience from the skilled workers in installing roofs and repairing existing ones. Reliable, hardworking, experienced, respectful, professional. They are amazing, and they're not going to spring no charges up on. You know those companies that always keep adding $100 here or there, next thing you know, the bill is doubled? J&K Roofing is not going to do that to you. And roof restoration. J&K Roofing will restore any roof to perfect working order. They repair damage as well as get rid of that mold and that moss that builds up on the roof throughout the years. And waterproofing. The professionals at J&K are experienced in waterproofing roofs for, you know, they're a few years old. They've lost a little something. They will waterproof them if they're not ready to replace the shingle roofs, the gravel roofs, the tile roofs, whatever you want on the residential or commercial. And what I love about J&K with the commercial roofing, they will talk to the business owner and try their best not to mess up the business. No, do not disrupt. While you're making money, they're going to try to install or repair your new roof without interrupting your business day. For the best roofing company in the world, call Donnie or Julio at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 at J&K Roofing.
15 minutes of heat is next on Hockman and Crowder. So those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up on November 16th, it's our Dribble Drive against cancer. And we'll have the Dribble Drive Challenge that goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's the Dribble Drive from Vizcaya to the arena, and the Dribble Dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. And you can form teams right now and donate at heathelpcure.org. Going to head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. We'll give you 15 minutes of heat here. Mike Inglis is the radio voice of the Miami Heat on the Miami Heat Basketball Network. Heat, by the way, be back in action for exhibition game number 4 this Thursday in Orlando. Nice victory by the Heaters last night. Their record in the exhibition season stands at 3-0, and Mike Inglis is with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Hawk, how you doing, buddy?
Very good. I miss talking to you. It's been about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a while. Holy mackerel.
Are you buying into the Tyler Hero hype?
Oh, well, yeah, I certainly am. I'll tell you, this, he's such a nice kid, too. But he's got great length, great skills. You know, we talked about how players leaving college, how their game sometimes doesn't transition into the NBA, but he has got a game that is going to transition into the NBA, and he does a whole lot more than shooting and scoring, and that's the big part, especially coming out of college 1 year, playing some defense, passing the ball around real well, and he doesn't look lost out there at all. It's going to be different during the regular season because he's going to be on depth charts now. Coach is prepping for games, and they're going to say, hey, you got to watch this guy in his shooting because he's got some great long-range shooting and can work inside too. So I think he's the real deal in the full package.
Rookie of the year candidate, though, Mike?
I'm never going to jump on that boat. It's way too early. But I'll tell you, if he keeps playing like he is right now, people are going to be talking about him. And once they're talking about you in a positive note like that, you never know.
And, Mike, the Heat are whooping people now. The Spurs, the Hornets, they let the Hornets come back, and now they just drugged the damn Hawks last night. Can you take anything from that, or is it just preseason?
No, it's preseason stuff. I mean, what you can take out of it is, again, like I mentioned earlier, the players out there don't look like they lost. It looks like they're lost. They know where they have to be. They know when they have to help, and they're passing the ball around so well. I mean, they're averaging nearly 25 assists a ball game, which is great, shooting the ball extremely well, scoring a whole lot. If there's an area coach wants to see done better, and it's always the mantra of, and when we talked last week about it, their crowd, it's defense. You want the defense. It's good right now, but it's not great. And Miami, when it comes to defense, wants to be in the top 10 all the time, if not the very top. And they're around the 10th mark right now in preseason, but again, you can't judge a whole lot by what's happening in the preseason, except there's a lot of positives going now for Miami.
Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat on the Miami Heat Basketball Network. There seems to be, you've been around the team for a long time, there seems to be a real fun energy around this team for the first time in a while. I mean, there's always, you know, there's always fun and energy around this team, but a lot of times we kind of know, hey, this really isn't going to go anywhere. This time it feels like something special might be happening, yes?
Yeah, it does. You know, the tone has been set. And, you know, the great thing is having all these youngsters. You know, Winslow's still a kid. Hero's like 18 years of age. Bam is a youngster, too. And then you bring in the likes of a Jimmy Butler, who's got an unbelievable work ethic. He's getting everyone on board with that. And you throw in a couple of veterans. But, I mean, Derek Jones, people forget about him. He's just like 21, 22 years of age also. So there's a lot of positives and a lot of good vibe and energy with this team. And I think everyone sees the upside if Miami stays healthy and the players keep progressing as well as they have over the last few years. And I think that's why there's this great feeling around the team right now.
We do 15 minutes of Heat every day at this time. Solana, is this like sexual for you? Is this getting sexual? Because, I mean, he loves Tyler Hero and he loves Derek Jones Jr., right? I mean, he is like what Mike Inglis is saying here. Like, it's just, you're melting.
It's unbelievable, Mike. I've been trying to get these two guys to realize that Hero is a legitimate candidate for Rookie of the Year. And I want you to co-sign on that. Like, I need you to co-sign on
it. Well, I believe you called him the next Michael Jordan.
With a better three-point shot.
Well, you know, hey, listen, from your mouth to God's ears, okay, if that happens, it would be a great thing. But again, there's real good upside with him right now, and I think a lot of it's got to do with what he's learning here in training camp, and again, his game transitioning from college into the NBA just about right away, and that doesn't happen all the time. It takes guys a little while to get used to the game in the NBA. Don't forget, he hasn't got done through the rigors of an 82-game schedule and maybe, you know, 10 sets of back-to-backs and all this travel. They've always had time in college with the rest, so it will be very, very interesting. But right now, nothing but positive, and you're seeing some great signs from him.
You know, you mentioned Bam Adebayo. What's the upside for him? Because this is going to be a season where he's finally free and clear of Spo having to find minutes for Hassan. Like, what's Bam's upside?
I think Bam's upside is you look at where he started, and this is now his third year out of Kentucky, and what you always want to see with these young guys is a progression of good work, and you see that in Bam. And the Bam, it now feels very good. Great runner, gets down the floor quickly, can pass the ball out, which is a great thing. He and Myers Leonard. Now, there's a nice combination to have out there. And Kelly Olynyk, when Kelly gets back healthy, Bam worked a little bit on the jump shot of his, although he's going to do most of his damage inside. I think what I really liked last night was watching how aggressive he was getting down inside and getting into the paint. Hence, you know, 9 of 10 free throws. I mean, that's a great thing. And, you know, Miami's free throw shooting's been so much better than it was last year, which was worst in the NBA. And, again, that's another positive note, because that's the reason they call him free. You know, that you win and you can lose games by free throw missing or hitting. And that happened to Miami in quite a few games last year. And that's another positive thing. But upside for Bam, big energy, lots of talent, and, again, another young guy who has really got his head on his shoulders and enjoys playing. And he'll enjoy playing with all these other young guys, too.
Mike, is Bam going to be the big man down low when you get those old school, what, like Steven Adams, the Lopez brothers, Joel Embiid, like those old school centers? Bam's going to get down there and wrestle with them big boys?
I think he's going to do a little bit of the wrestling, but I think the great thing with him being able to get down there is being able to kick it back out to another big, and another big being able to hit some long-range shooting. That's one of the positives Miami's got this year with the likes of Kelly Olynyk and Myers Leonard and company, being able to go inside but also pop it back outside and bring the defense away, where guys like Bam then can work inside, or a Deion Waiters penetrating, or Dragic and what have you. But very, very positive. But Bam is not afraid. You know, 6'9", 255. He's a big body. And he you know, this is his third year now in the league, so he knows what it's like to bang with the big guys. But again, with Bam, I think he's so fleet of foot and being able to get up and down the floor and pass up, ball out. It's going to be interesting inside when he's banging with some of the big guys around the league.
Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat, is with us. Speaking of big guys, now with the Heat, but Crowder's got a take on Zion Williamson. I've heard this from other people, which is he's kind of a one-trick pony.
Sean Kemp, his game is very limited.
You saw his shot chart. I think it was his first exhibition game, and it was
12-13, but every spot was right under the goal.
Do you, like, Crowder thinks that he's going to have what? Maybe a tough time translating to today's NBA game?
Just stack. You go inside, you keep him away from the rim, Mike, and I don't know if he can shoot consistently. I haven't seen it. I've never seen it.
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't seen him shoot a whole lot from outside, but the little bit I have seen him, he's been able to drain the three ball. But I think what people are going to want to see, coaches and other teams expect him to do more work inside, maybe hit the glass a little bit better than he's done here in the preseason. But he is very, very good. As you made down in that paint area, he's going to be a tough one to stop because he's a brute of a size guy, but he's got a lot of talent. But believe me, I think the outside game is going to be there for him too. But most of his work is definitely going to be down inside. And I think a little bit better hitting the glass and getting the rebounds for the Pelicans.
But Tyler Hero's better. Tyler Hero should have gone number one, Mike, right? You would agree with that.
Oh, well,
Solana doesn't think I'm joking, by the way. Solana's like, finally, Hawk is seeing it my way.
You need a psychiatrist, man.
Oh, does he need a psychiatrist? There's no question. Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat. So we had Crotty on last week, and my Miami Hurricanes were playing his Virginia Cavaliers at Hard Rock Stadium Friday night. And I proposed on the air to Crotty a wager. And I said, if the Hurricanes win at some point during exhibition season, during the broadcast, during the telecast, you have to say, when Tyler Hero drains a three, that guy reminds me of a young Mark Hochman. And and so Crotty said, it's not that funny, Mike. I had a wet shot.
Oh, my God.
That dream. You didn't have a wet shot?
I haven't had one of those. I had a wet shot more recently.
Some reason I get this vision in my mind of this skinny kid running around with these tiny shorts on, you know?
Yeah, it's a bad vision for all of us.
Basketball. But, it's a bad vision.
So I said to Crotty, what do you want? You know, if Virginia beats the Hurricanes, what do you want me to have to do? And he said, I'll think about it and I'll text you. Well, after Miami beats Virginia, I texted him and I said, okay, when do you think you're going to say Tyler Hero reminds me of a young Mark Hochman? He said, I never texted you back the other side of the wager. Therefore, the wager is null and void.
Whoa.
Because you're a man's man, Mike. What do you think about that?
He played it smart. And he waited and did not make a decision right away.
So he didn't risk anything.
He didn't lose a thing. It was a win-win for him. Okay, it was a win-win for him.
Do you think you could work into one of the radio broadcasts that Tyler Hero reminds you of a young Mark Hochman?
I might be able to do something like that if I get really, really bored in Orlando.
All right. If that happens Thursday night, let us know.
I will definitely let you know the following day.
Very good. Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat, Miami Heat Radio Network. Thank you for making time for us, Mike. Always enjoy speaking with you.
Pleasure talking with you guys. Cheers.
There you go. Mike Inglis there. Well, I tried. That would have been great, huh? That would have been great if Crotty did it without telling Eric Reed that it was coming. That really was the vision, because Eric Reed, like, He's like he. Oh, we were talking off the air, Crowder and I, Monday Night Football, and I enjoy Monday Night Football. Watched the game last night, but I happen to think Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland is just a bad Monday Night Football duo. They're fine for a regular Sunday game.
Yeah.
Got no problem with. They're not bad. But, like, you know, I grew up, it was Howard Cosell, mm-hmm. and there was Frank Gifford and Dan Dierdorf, and, like, I mean, there was, I mean, there, yeah, Al Michaels, I mean, there were John Madden. Like, Monday Night Football was, like, really the best of the best, and Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland, like, they're missing that pizzazz.
They have no anchor. Like, there was, like, if you say it, like, John was that anchor, John Gruden.
Right.
He was at Romo, even, like, you can be the play-by-play or color, and you could be that draw, and the other guy kind of is there. They're two there guys. Both of them are just there.
Like, they're just voices.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing special. And I hate to be a guy that complains about broadcasts. It's a very tough job to do. I'm just saying the bar that I have for Monday Night Football is so high. But anyway, my point is that Joe Tessitore seems like a kind of nuts and bolts kind of guy, and I think Eric Reed, who's a very good play-by-play broadcaster, I think he would have spilled a drink if John Crotty, without warning, said Tyler Hero reminds me of a young Mark Hochman.
What are you speaking of?
Yes, I think Eric Reed would have called a meeting for later on that evening. In fact, we should have Eric Reed on this week.
Lost it a little bit. Let's get him out of here.
See what would happen if that actually transpired.
They need to get Booger McFarland back up in that Transformer.
In the little cart?
Man, when he was riding Bumblebee, he was way better than sitting
in that
room. What
did they call the Boogermobile? They were calling it the Boogermobile.
Get him back into the Transformer.
Yeah, I hate to be the guy that hates on broadcasters. I really do because it's so easy. People love to do that. Like, I think Tony Romo... There's no comparison to him. I think he is so good. But there are people like, oh, he's terrible or whatever. Yeah. Like, because it's very easy to pick on broadcasters and say they're no good, they're no good. And I don't think Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland are no good. There's just nothing there. Like, it just, it doesn't scream Monday Night Football to me.
They don't strike you as an A.
Correct. You
like
need
you said,
an A-plus on Monday Night Football.
Yes, they're B-minus,
they're B-minus, C-plus, yeah.
But, like, you hit it on the head. What we've seen throughout our lives, and our lives overlap a little bit.
A little bit. If there was, what they call that, a Venn diagram?
Yeah, you got a bigger pie piece.
A small portion.
But we have been spoiled with a lot of those great, great commentators.
I mean, this will not go down in that...
Is my son telling his kid about Booger?
No.
Yeah,
like the way that I, you know, when I was a kid and I would listen to Howard Cosell, and I didn't even understand half the stuff that he was referencing. But, I mean, like, that was an iconic voice.
My guy was Joe Madden.
John Madden.
I like Joe Madden.
Joe Madden.
Go to hell.
Joe Madden was the manager of the Cubs and
the Rays.
Yeah,
I like what Joe Madden
talks. No, I understand. He's very
about
good.
About baseball.
Colorful guy.
What are you speaking of?
Does Monday Night Football still have that allure, though?
Well, I think that's probably part of it as well. Monday Night Football, that was it for primetime football when I was growing up. That was it. Now you've got Sunday Night Football. You've got Thursday Night Football. Monday Night, obviously. And then even during the season, sometimes you'll get Saturday Night Football.
But I think Sunday Night Football with
Tuesday Night Maction.
With Collinsworth has, like, kind of surpassed Monday Night Football. Like, more people tune in Sunday
night. I wonder. That's a good question. Is Sunday Night Football a bigger draw than Monday Night Football?
And the games are better. Like, if you go look at
the
games on Sunday
Night Football.
Well, because
you could flex games on Sunday, though.
Right.
Like, Monday Night Football, they're scheduled in advance, hence the Dolphins-Steelers game that is coming up very
soon.
Don't
check those ratings.
Everywhere.
Tito Jackson, sing it with us. Crank it up, Solana. We made it. Hey, hey, hey. We made it. Tito Jackson turned 66 years old today, and this was not a hit. But, man, he tried. He really tried. He played the Riptide Music Festival last year with the Jacksons, and they allowed him to do one song, like his own song. And I just, God bless him, because he was obviously 65 when he released this, or 64. He's still trying to get that one hit.
What he needs is one.
And it just ain't happening, but we play it gladly. Happy birthday, Tito Jackson. 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. It's the Funky Buddha happy hour.
Y'all need to get down to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market.
Is it
Stone Crab season, baby?
Play the song again for Stone Crab season because we made it.
The first
we
day.
We made it all the way to Stone Crab season.
October 15th starts it out. It's the first day of Stone Crab season. Call and place your orders at Delaware, and they will hit you back when your order's ready to pick up. They take Stone Crab season seriously, but they have it all. The stone crabs are there. The lamb, the beef, the veal, the pork. The poultry, duck, and turkey, lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp. They have all the fish. They have alligator, frog legs, venison. The selection's amazing. The prices are crazy. The red shrimp right now, Argentinian red shrimp, only $9.99 a pound. Turkey burgers, $5.99 each, and they are gigantic. The turkey chili, I just ate it for the first time about a month ago. It is amazing.
Please and tell me you did not fade out "We Made It," because when it gets to the hook, I wanted to scream. Keep talking about Delaware, Jack.
Chicken leg quarters. You buy 5 pounds or more, they're giving it to you for 99 cents a pound. You can't beat the prices. You can't beat the selection. You can't beat Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market.
Stone Crab season.
Give them a call.
Hey.
954-983-6831. DelawareChicken.com is the website. Get down there. 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there,
tell them you made it.
Stone Crab, tell them you made it. And tell them Crowder sent you.
Hey, we made it. Blah, 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 da, 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 da. God bless Tito Jackson. He's trying. Jermaine had a bunch of hits.
Come on, man.
Michael obviously had a ton of hits. Janet had some hits.
When do you give up?
LaToya even had a hit. Reby had a hit. There was a song called Centipede from Reby Jackson.
Human centipede?
Nope, not so much. But Tito Jackson never had that hit.
You got the middle, Crowder?
I'm not the middle.
You're the middle centipede.
And we're centipede, and I'm the head.
Nope.
I'm the head. I'm too big.
Nope, you're the middle centipede.
How y'all going to drag me around? My big ass can't be in the back. I need to be at the lead.
I will figure out a way to drag you around.
I will be in the front.
I'm telling you, Jack.
Go to
I
hell.
I will figure out a way to drag you around.
No, Jack, I'm in the lead.
I'll be in the front yelling, "We made it."
We can't yell nothing.
Oh, my God. So damn funny. Man, what did we cover today? What didn't we cover?
It all.
You know, we get a show sheet every day from Alejandro Solana, our producer. This is so brilliant. Late in the day today, I told him the show sheet, you know, he schedules everything. It's like 6-7 pages long. And then the front sheet, it tells you when we have our live commercials, what giveaways we might have, things that we need to plug, remind, and then who our guests are. And he had written at 2:15, John Crotty, who was on with us yesterday, I believe, right? Yeah. So he just had not updated the show sheet. And so we had told him maybe like around 4:30 today, whatever. The show sheet still says John Crotty. And it said Joe Zagacki was going to be in studio at 5 o'clock, but Joe Zagacki had a family emergency, and I see him waltzing around right now. But he said to me when I came in for this final segment, he goes, "What were you telling me about John Crotty?" And I said, "You had him on the show sheet, just letting you know you didn't update the show sheet." And he's like, no, it says Mike Inglis there. And I said, "No, it doesn't. It said John Crotty." And I looked down, and at the end of the show, it's 5:51. This dude still, I mean, God bless him. This is one of the greatest jokes ever. He changed out the show sheet. He wrote Mike Inglis. He redid it, and he doodled exactly what I had doodled on my original show sheet.
But hold on a second, because Crowder's also says Mike Inglis. So I don't know what you're talking about. I think you just misread it.
And look, he did what you do.
Look at that.
He totally, like, he...
He really did.
He God bless you, Solana. That, I mean, that is quality jokesmanship right there. That is quality jokesmanship.
I've been telling you I'm funny.
I am.
He squiggled the same
way. He did exactly what we did on our own show sheet, so it didn't look much different. That is quality jokesmanship right there.
He spends all his time thinking about stuff like that.
This hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Inglis was excellent. George Sedano was in with us for the entire 3 o'clock hour. I am telling you, if you are an NBA fan and you want to hear some in-depth NBA analysis, George Sedano gave it to you for an hour. All that stuff will be up at radio.com.
He's pretty good.
He is good, man.
It's his living.
Polished.
Yes.
He is polished. So loaded potato of a program. And everything will be at radio.com, including the radio.com rewind, where you can rewind a full 24 hours. Fast forward, pause, rewind. It's like having TiVo on your radio. Just got to download that radio.com app.
And y'all should listen to us on the way to Tootsie's, the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret, voted the best adult club in the entire country. And I can approve of that because I've been doing research for 15 years on Tootsie's Cabaret, and it's amazing. 64,000 square feet of adult fun in a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar. You watch all the football games, all the basketball games, all the baseball games now in the playoffs, all the pay-per-view fights, the boxing, the MMA. There is no extra cover at Tootsie's for MMA or pay-per-view fights of any sort. Walk in Tootsie's, watch it on one of the hundreds of TVs, and those hundreds of TVs are matched by the 150 beautiful South Florida women that are up on stage. No reason to watch commercials or undercards. Just move your head 2 feet to the left or right, and you will see a beautiful Tootsie's girl up there looking amazing. And Tootsie's is open from noon to 6 a.m. That is 18 hours they're open. They did that for us. Go take advantage, but I want you to get over there for happy hour. Happy hour is every single day from noon to 8 p.m. Half-price drinks. There is no cover. You just walk in, get you a half-price drink, eat some amazing food. People that I played with still call me and ask me about the fried lobster at Tootsie's. I know you've heard about it. Go check it out. The fried lobster is amazing. The wings are amazing. The calamari, the nachos, the pizza, the burger, the cheese steaks. Everything is delicious at Tootsie's, and you got to get over there for happy hour. And anytime you're going to a game at the Hard Rock Stadium, bring your ticket before the game or your ticket stub after the game, and you will get in Tootsie's for free. Come hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers for free with your game ticket or stub, and it's just a few minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. It is Tootsie's Cabaret, the best adult club in the entire country. Tootsie'sCabaret.com for more details. And when you go over there, there is a great chance you will see me.
All right, that is going to do it for us on this Tuesday. What a program. What a program. All right, we got to get out of here. We're running late anyway. That's it for us. We will speak with you mañana. He's balling out, man.
He can play well.
Solana's walking on ice, like walking on ice. Is
walking
that
walking on ice?
Right now in SoFla.
Oh. I hate when you say that. We know.
Oh yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy I say hi.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.